Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Heather Skids. She is the director of the North Kingstown Community Chorus. Welcome back, Heather.
Hi, thank you for having me, Mike.
Nice to see you again. You were on the show just about a year or so ago, and we want to find out what's been happening with the chorus. But before we do that, I want to tell everybody a little bit about you. I'm reading from the bio off the website that you have a Bachelor of Music in Music Education from the Crane School of Music in New York,
Yes. Where
you studied voice and music education, and a Master's of Art in Liturgical Music from St. John's University in Minnesota.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I like those snowy states for
my
education.
Yeah, snowy states. You want to be upstate New York, Minnesota, yes. And you currently serve as the Associate Director of Music at Christ the King Church in Kingston.
Yes.
Okay. Also on the board of the Providence Chapter of the National Association of Pastoral Musicians and the Providence Music Commission. Heather also teaches private piano lessons and general music at the Little Red Hen School in East Greenwich, and has performed for many years as a church musician, a soprano soloist, choir director, pianist, organist, teacher throughout Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York, and Minnesota, and lives in Exeter. Well, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, you make me sound great over there.
Well, it looks like you are great. And if you'd like more information about Heather, you can go on the website, which is nkchorus.org, and that's the North Kingstown Community Chorus website.
Yes.
And so we find out a little bit more about you. I mentioned you live in Exeter.
Yes.
Been here long?
I've lived in Exeter about 6 years.
Okay.
Try to get involved in lots of local arts things between Exeter and North Kingstown, Kingstown, South Kingstown, all around South County here in Rhode Island.
Excellent. And you're here to talk about the annual spring concert, which is a ways away yet. A couple months, but I'm sure you're preparing for that. It's going to be May 5th and 6th, correct?
Yes, our upcoming spring concert is May 5th and 6th, and it will be at the North Kingstown High School, which is where we have all of our concerts. They're always very gracious to host us there, and we have a nice relationship with the school department in trying to support them in their endeavors with musical equipment or scholarship, and then in turn, we get to use their stage, so that's a great partnership that we have with them. And our upcoming theme for this season is What a Wonderful World.
What a wonderful world.
Yeah, so we're doing that tune. So we're doing a lot of songs, choral music, that have sort of a theme of the beauty of our world. Some have nature themes, just to try to tie in that performance together. So we have quite a variety of different styles of classical, jazz, music from movies and theater. So it should be a nice concert.
All right. We'll listen to some of that as the show progresses. But let's go back to last spring. Successful season for the chorus?
Yes, we've had a wonderful 2017, all of last year. We had our spring concert, which was a great event. That theme last spring was Love is Here to Stay. So we did a lot of songs that had some themes of love, and we did a big section on Gershwin music. So.
Well, who could ask for anything
I
more?
I know. Gershwin's always been my favorite. I did.
Yeah.
That was great. I've always loved Gershwin. It's been one of my favorites. It's wonderful music to sing. It's wonderful music for the audience to enjoy. So it was a great concert and a great addition to that event.
All right, well, let's get to some music, and we'll listen to Who Could Ask for Anything More?
Mm-hmm.
someone waiting at the cottage door. When two hearts become one, who could ask for anything
You can tell by the applause that that was a live recording. Very nice. And it's great to have applause at the end of a performance.
It is. We always have a wonderful audience. We've had great luck this last year with having really full audiences, doing great with ticket sales for our concerts. We really try to put on a performance that the audience and the community in North Kingstown is excited about. So we've been doing great with that. And we hope lots of people will think of coming to our concerts this May as well.
I'm going to give a little shout out to one of our sponsors because I see your advertisements there a lot at Dave's Marketplace.
Yes, yes.
And I know tickets, when the time comes, will be available there for your shows also.
Right, at both North Kingstown locations, we do our Dave's Marketplace ticket sales, so that's great of them to do that for us.
Right, we've had a great relationship with Dave's here at our station, and good people over there and great stores. So when the time comes, good place to buy your tickets. Let's talk a little bit about the chorus and the fact that about how many people are involved?
We have about 100 in the adult chorus.
Wow.
Yes, it's a large group. Sometimes a little bit above 100, I believe. For the winter, we had slightly above 100 for the adult chorus. We also have a youth chorus, which sings for our fall winter season. And there are usually between 30 and 40 members of the youth chorus, depending on, you know, each season and how the enrollment works. So that's another great group as well.
And how old they get, you know, they age up.
Exactly.
What is the youth chorus ages?
The youth chorus is grades 2 through 8. And then our adult chorus is, of course, adults, but we do also offer high school students. So once they graduate out of the youth chorus and they're in high school, they are welcome to join the adult chorus. So we usually have a few who are in high school who also sing with our adult chorus.
So if it was somebody like me that was 22 when I was in the 8th grade, I would still be welcome to the youth chorus.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's get to another piece of music and tell us what this is going to be, a Rutter piece, right?
Yeah, so this next one is a piece by John Rutter. It's called A Flower Remembered. It's a beautiful memorial piece for the victims of the Hiroshima disaster in Japan. So it just has a beautiful lyrical sense to it, and it was a nice addition to all of that jazzy music we had in the Gershwin concert to have a little bit of a different feel.
Heather, I'm going to ask you to get to another piece of music before we take our first break. What do you have for us?
So the next piece we have is a choral arrangement of Take Five, the famous Dave Brubeck tune. And I thought it was a nice compliment to the Gershwin we were doing. And it's sort of an interesting take because we're hearing voices do all of that wonderful rhythm. So this is Take Five.
All right. We'll listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of the North Kingstown Community Chorus.
I'm alive, I'm alive. No, 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 no,
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Heather Skids, she is the director of the North Kingstown Community Chorus. And Heather, I know that with any group, particularly one as large as yours, 100 people or more, that it's tough to do these things alone, so you have people to help you out, right?
Yes, for sure. We have a wonderful board of directors at the North Kingstown Community Chorus. All of them help me so much to get everything put together, because as you said, it's a big undertaking between ordering music and arranging for our venues and handling chorus membership. And we also do a lot of community outreach activities in North Kingstown between parades and singing anthems and singing at local nursing homes. All this requires a small army of people to help me.
I'm sure.
I really count on them so much, all of the members of our board. And our board president, Jim Finley, is a great help as well.
And I know Jim has been on the program before, and he is a great guy. And you also have someone that accompanies you occasionally.
Yes. Our accompanist is Heather Savage, another Heather. And she's just been a wonderful pianist and support through us throughout the last couple of years. So we're always happy to have Heather with us.
Excellent. All right. Now we're going to move from the spring concert to one that just happened just a little while ago, the winter concert, which I imagine was mostly holiday music.
Yes, we did a lot of holiday music. Our theme this winter was Home for the Holidays. So we did a lot of Christmas classics and holiday classics.
Yes.
But I brought you a few
today. I'm trying to audition for you.
Yeah, there you go. No auditions needed for the North Kingstown Community Chorus. Everyone's welcome.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let's touch on that for a moment. Yeah. No auditions, so people want to sing.
Yes.
Can show up at your rehearsals that are where?
Our rehearsals are at Quidnesset Elementary School on Mark Drive in North Kingstown. Okay. We just started rehearsals for the spring season this week, and new members are still welcome in the next couple of weeks as we get the season going. It's on Tuesday evenings, 7 to 9, every Tuesday for the adult chorus. And we're always looking for new members. We've had several new members just start up this week, and so new people are always welcome. And we really pride ourselves on being a community chorus, so taking in all those different singers at different levels and trying to refine it so we put on the best performance we can with that group.
Excellent. All right. Something other than particularly holiday music, let's go to a piece that you brought with you.
Yes. So since our holiday theme was Home for the Holidays, I thought it would be nice to include this other piece that's always been a favorite of mine, but not particularly holiday related, Home from The Wiz, which is just a lovely tune, and this is a lovely choral arrangement of that, Home.
Think of a place where there's love.
Heather, before that last piece, we talked about the fact that it's a non-auditioned chorus, and I'd like you to just speak for a moment on how you help people that might just walk in and like to sing, but maybe haven't had the background that you've had in music education.
Right. Well, we do a lot to try to help people who are less experienced with reading music to learn to read music throughout rehearsals. And I really, as we're rehearsing, kind of parsing so we can really learn those parts well over the first few weeks of a season. But we also provide rehearsal CDs so that the different members of the soprano, alto, tenor, and bass can have their own CD and listen to their and study their music at home. Mm-hmm. And that really helps amateur singers to be able to learn their music. Sure. We've tried throughout this year to have a lot more of an online presence through our ticket sales, through our membership, being able to sign up online and pay for membership online, all of those types of things to try to keep up with modern technology here for our chorus.
Excellent. All right. Let's get to another piece from your winter show.
Yes, this next piece is called There's Still My Joy. And some of your listeners may remember this as a piece recorded by the Indigo Girls.
All right.
And it's a beautiful piece about, it is a holiday piece, but it is about sort of the joy and the sorrow of the holiday season.
Mentioned earlier the youth part of your group, or the Utes.
Yes.
As they say on My Cousin Vinny. The youth chorus is about how many? You said 30-ish?
Between 30 to 40, okay. Depending on the season.
And we have a recording of them from the holiday show.
Yes, this is from our winter show. The youth chorus sings several pieces on their own, and then we also do some pieces in combination with the adult chorus. But this is one of the youth pieces, solo numbers. This is called Child of Peace. It's a beautiful youth chorus piece about how children throughout the world can help bring peace to others.
All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll be back with more of Heather Skids and the North Kingstown Community Chorus. Back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Heather Skids, the director of the North Kingstown Community Chorus, and we're talking about the chorus in general, but also about the upcoming spring concert, which will be May 5th and 6th. And at North Kingstown Community Chorus is the largest performing arts group in North Kingstown, with over 100 singers. Just about every person in the town is involved with the chorus in one way. Kind of like the chorus of Westerly. Everybody that's at Westerly is part of the chorus of Westerly. If you would like to buy tickets for this show that's coming up, it's just $10 in advance and $15 at the door. Children 8 and younger are free. And tickets will be able to be purchased when available at Flowers by Bert and Peg at the North Kingstown Chamber of Commerce, Dave's Marketplace in Wickford, Dave Marketplace in Quonset, and from any chorus member. You can also call for information. Operators are standing by.
Right.
401-295-1699 or visit the website nkchorus.org. So we got all of that information out to everybody.
Thank you.
And we want to kind of get to this spring concert, and you've brought some music that represents what you will be doing, although not your singers at this point.
Yes.
Because it hasn't happened.
Yeah, we have a little preview of the music we'll be doing for our spring concert. And as I said earlier, our theme is What a Wonderful World. So we're featuring some songs in many different choral styles that celebrate the beauty of our world. And this first piece is called And the Night Shall Be Filled with Music, and it's a beautiful choral piece, a little bit more of a classical style to it, and just some beautiful harmonies, and I think you'll enjoy this one, And the Night Shall Be Filled with Music.
Heather, you brought another piece with you called Wild Mountain Theme. I'm not sure I know what that's all about.
Yes, well, we love to do different styles of music, and this is based on an Irish folk song.
Okay.
And it's just a love, features some flute and beautiful melodies from the chorus, so this is Wild Mountain Time.
Trees are sweetly blooming.
Heather, I want to thank you for coming in tonight. It's great to see you again and listen to some beautiful music. And I also want to mention that the concerts, we did mention you're accompanist, but at the concerts you have orchestration, right?
Yes, we have a live band that performs with us. We always have drum set, flute, brass, bass, additional percussion if needed. So,
and that's all under your direction.
Yes, and it adds a wonderful vibrancy to our concerts, especially when we're doing some of the big band music or jazz music. It really adds a lot to the performance.
And speaking about adding, I know that not only these concerts we've been talking about, but you do other things during the year, like especially in the summer, right?
Yes, we do a summer concert on the town beach in North Kingstown with the Lafayette Band, which is another musical organization in North Kingstown. And we're also planning to sing at Faneuil Hall in Boston this summer as a chorus. We'll be traveling up there for the day to do a performance.
So. Great. All right. Well, I wish the chorus all the best. And of course, the best of luck to you as
you
have your future endeavors with the chorus and this concert that's coming up. And maybe we can get you back again this summer and not wait so long before you come back.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
We have one more piece of music to fit in. Tell us about this.
So this is What a Wonderful World, the big band classic. It is the theme of our spring concert, so I thought it would be a great way to finish up today. And so I hope you enjoy What a Wonderful World.
Excellent. Thanks again, Heather. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Yeah.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.